Hey, welcome to Spirit Life Training. This is Dr. Leroy Thompson, Jr. I'm glad to be with you again. Man, last week was a powerful week. I highly encourage you to go again and listen. I know you're only required for the night sessions, but you want to do yourself a favor and listen at the day sessions. They were powerful also. So make sure you make yourself available to that. Next week are exams. Our exam is going to be on chapter 3. Yeah. Now, you know what? Let's make it chapter 4. Yeah, let's make it chapter 4. Let's make it chapter 4. Chapter 4 is going to be on emotions. Make it chapter 4. Our exam is going to be on chapter 4. Of course, it's open book. So it's fill in the blank, but it'll be open book. It'll be on chapter 4. In this particular session, in this particular class, I'm going to deal with chapter 3. I think it is chapter 3. I'm reading this book so much. It's actually chapter 2, our Earth Suit. So you know what? I was right. It was chapter 3. You're right. Make sure I got this right. No, it's chapter 4. I'm correct. So exam is going to be on chapter 4. Exam on chapter 4. But I want to deal with our bodies in this section. You know, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Even though this class is going to be talking about the soul, I want to take a moment to talk about our bodies and show you the importance of our bodies. Religion and has taught us to beat our bodies, to bring it under subjection. That's Bible, bring your bodies under subjection. But we were trying to bring our bodies under subjection under our own power. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to bring our bodies under subjection. Because the way you bring your body under subjection is by your soul taking its rightful place as manager of the body. Remember what I said before, that your spirit is the master, your soul is the manager, and your body is the slave. Your body gives you permission to be in the natural. If you don't have a body, you don't have permission to be in the natural, to be in this earth. So your body gives you permission to be in the earth. All right. So religion has told us to, you know, deny ourselves, beat our bodies down. But in actuality, God says very different. Matter of fact, turn with me to Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Let me get there. Psalms 139. Look at verse 13, 14, and 15. It says for verse 13, Psalms 139, verse 14. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Look at verse 16. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which is continuous, were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. What the psalmist is writing here is how wonderfully God created our bodies. You must take that same understanding that God made you wonderfully. Notice now, we were made in the image of God. We were made in the image of God spirit-wise, soul-wise, and body-wise. So I don't really understand why people have prejudice based on how somebody looks, because we're all made in the image of God. We're beautifully and wonderfully made. We have to train our bodies to obey God's word. It's not going to happen automatically. You know, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, we are a new creature in Christ. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. That was talking about a new way of living, a new way of thinking. But our bodies remain the same. So we have to take that new way of living and train our bodies to do that. That's why last class I talked about so important about your environment, because your environment creates your thoughts. Your thoughts produce your feelings. Key point, feelings. Your feelings will cause you to act. Your feelings, it was gives your body fuel to act a certain way. So if you're if your thoughts are improper, your feelings are going to be improper. All sin originates in the soul. All sin originates in the soul. And because all sin originates in the soul, whatever the soul does, the body will follow. So you have to train your body to obey God. It's not going to do it automatically. It's only going to do, that's the way it was designed. The body is only going to do what the soul tells it to do. It's only going to do what the soul tells it to do. It's not going to follow its own mind. Now, if your soul checks out, then it'll start making its own thing up and live recklessly. That's only because the soul is checked out. But when the soul is engaged, the body is only going to do what the soul does. So you have to begin to treat your body with respect. Now, I just, right before I started teaching this class, before I began to record this class, the apostle called me. And rather, I called him and I was talking to him about another subject, something that some business we had to handle. And he said, you know, the Lord spoke to me this morning. Usually it's the conversation I have when I have with an apostle. It's very seldom that I talk to him and he doesn't tell me something God has spoke to him, which is awesome. Just so happened, it's funny, I was just getting ready to record this class, and he said, the Lord spoke to me this morning. He said, I'm studying on health, and I'm meditating, and the Lord asked me this question. This is an apostle talking to me. He said, the Lord asked me this question. Have you ever told your body that you love it? I started laughing. He said, what you laughing at? I said, go ahead and expound. And he started telling me how we have to begin to, did God create our bodies? Yes. So what God created was good. God creates nothing bad. Everything came from God is good. So he said, if God created our bodies, then our bodies are good and we must treat them accordingly. He said, when the last time you told your body you love it? When the last time you told about your body you're going to treat it right? I started laughing. He said, what would you laugh if I say, well, I'm about to go into this spirit life training class and the chapter I'm dealing with is the body. So I'm going to take exactly what you're telling me and bring it to the class. You have to begin to love your body. The Bible says in Matthew 22, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That was out of the mouth of Jesus. Jesus said, you can't love your neighbor no better than you love yourself. So we have to begin to love our bodies. What I mean by love our bodies, you have to begin to appreciate the invitation that God has given you to be in the natural. I never heard it that way. You must appreciate the invitation that God has given you to be in the natural. Your body is your invitation to be in the natural. Without the body, you cannot be here. That's why it says in Romans the 12th chapter. Turn there. Romans the 12th chapter. Romans the 12th chapter. Because in the religion has taught us to deny yourself, beat your body down. No, what Jesus was actually saying is deny your soul the right to do anything outside of the will of God. When you deny the soul the right to do anything outside the will of God, the body automatically lines up. Because once again, the body is doing nothing else than what the soul says. So when Jesus said, deny yourself, he's not talking about you beat your flesh or break your flesh down. What he's saying is, control your soul not to do anything outside of the will of God, and your body will follow. Look in Romans. We see Romans the 12th chapter. That's what I said. Romans the 12th chapter. Let me get there. Romans the 12th chapter. Romans the 12th chapter. And the very first verse. Look what it says. The Apostle Paul writes and said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that who? You. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let's read this again. It says that he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's what it means to be denying yourself. Because most sacrifices I know are dead. But here the Apostle Paul says a living sacrifice. So that means there's something that has to be denied in order to achieve holiness, which the Apostle Paul say is the reasonable is the least you can do. So I have to present my body as a living sacrifice. That means I'm going to have to deny some things. See, let's not just think about sin. Let me go ahead and break it down. The apostolic or the apostle structures heaven to earth government so that the portal of the supernatural can be open, so all those connected to can enter in and benefit. An apostle structures heaven to earth government. An apostle structures doctrine. So having said that, about 3 years before the pandemic, apostle began to teach on health. He didn't know why. And he came out and he was teaching health. Matter of fact, you need to go listen at these messages on health, because it is very important how you love your body. Because remember now, your body, listen to me carefully, your body is your invitation to be in the natural. Satan knows this. So Satan has caused the world system to begin to produce things that will cause our bodies to break down before time. Notice what I said. Satan has designed things in the world system to cause our bodies to break down before time. What I mean by before time, before you accomplish what God has called you to accomplish. The Apostle Paul said, I finished my course. I finished my race. What that means, there's a certain place God wants you to be, and your body has designed to hold up until whatever God has called you to do is accomplished. So Satan has designed things in the world system to destroy our bodies. Why? Because your body gives you permission or is your invitation to be in the earth realm. So you have to change your thought process about your body. What are you doing? Listen to me carefully. What are you doing to your body to shorten your time here on earth? What are you doing? Satan not doing nothing to your body. Every disease, every sickness originates with you and what you put in your mouth. what you expose yourself to. That's why I talked about your environment. You must begin to treat your body with respect because it is your invitation to do the will of God in the earth realm. Without your body, I know I keep saying it, but I need you to register this. Without your body, it's impossible for you to do the will of God. Impossible. Yes, it is impossible. You do not have permission to be here without a body. This is why he said you must present your body a living sacrifice. That's why the message on health is so important. He began to teach on health. And the pandemic hit. For every person that was hearing Apostle during that time, that was connected to this apostolic house, that was listening to Apostle at that time and followed the direction he was giving, was following the direction, structuring doctrine, was delivering direction, the direction that he was delivering. Everybody that followed those were protected through the pandemic. Why? Here's the one thing that everybody agreed on during the pandemic. There was a lot of misinformation, a lot of fear tactics, a lot of control mechanisms put in place. But there's one thing that everybody agreed on. Number one, that comorbidities were more susceptible to the coronavirus or COVID-19. Comorbidity, what are they? Heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Asthma was more susceptible to the effects of COVID-19. So health, those teachings on health were correcting all of those things so that your body can function the way that it was designed to function. Remember, we're wonderfully and beautifully made. So those that had paid attention to those health messages during the pandemic were protected. I didn't say they didn't contract COVID-19. I had COVID. But for me, COVID was more of a head cold. Why? Because my immune system, the system that God had designed to fight sickness and disease, was at its peak. Because I had been paying attention to what Apostle was saying concerning health. So you need to go back. The Holy Spirit revealed to me during the pandemic. Matter of fact, we had a session with the LTMA members that three things were exposed in the church. Three things were exposed in the church during the pandemic. Number one, the first thing that was exposed is our ability to hear from God was not as clear as we thought it was. We have to work on that. The second thing that was exposed is how unhealthy the body of Christ really is. Yes, we have Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. Chastised our peace upon him. With his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Who's on sin? Bear our sins on the cross. With his stripes, we are healed. Yeah, we are healed. But the question is, were we healthy? See, Jesus can heal us, but can we maintain health? Jesus would heal us, but would we have the same behaviors that we had before he healed us that got us into that sick or diseased position? A lot of people don't like to talk about this. They don't, because in order to talk about health, you got to mess with the food. And some people don't want you to mess with their food, but your food got to be messed with. If it's causing your body not to be able to be presented as a living sacrifice. Let's get it real. You have to have the energy to do what God is calling you to do. If you ain't treating your body right, you won't have the energy to do what God is calling you to do. If you can't do what God is calling you to do, then all these things can't be added to you. So there were three things. Again, our ability to hear from God. 2, our health, and 3, our wealth exposed us how important prosperity is. Listen to me, class. You're going through this training center for a reason. You're connected to the man or woman of God you're connected to for a reason. Because remember, the fivefold ministry gift is to mature you so that you can do the work of the ministry, so that you can build the body of Christ. The body of Christ can be edified or built. You can build it. You can't build it if you don't know what God wants. Because if you remember in our class from the Lines of Honorable Men, one of the purposes of the church is to be connected to heaven and reveal the Father to the earth. That's one of the purposes of the church. I can't reveal who I don't know. I can't reveal if I can't hear his voice. The Bible says in Zechariah 1:17 that his city shall be spread through prosperity. Without prosperity, the kingdom of God cannot be spread. That's the Bible. That's Zechariah. God said it. Zechariah 1:17, go read it. If my body is my invitation to be here in the earth realm, and my body is not at tip-top peak condition, then me being here is wasting time because I can't do what God is calling me to do. So the three things that the pandemic exposed is our ability to hear from God, to know God's agenda. Number two, it exposed how unhealthy the body of Christ was. And number three, it exposed how we got to embrace this message of prosperity. All right, so understanding that there's some things that we have to work on, because that wasn't the last pandemic. It's nothing to get in fear about. It's nothing to get in fear about, because Jesus even gave an illustration, a parable in Matthew, the 7th chapter. He said, those that hear these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken them unto a house that built, that a man that built his house on a rock. Where the rain come, the wind blew, but it couldn't shake it, couldn't destroy it. When you can hear the voice of God, when you treat your body, you love your body properly, and you begin to embrace the gospel of prosperity. That's Luke 4:18, to preach the gospel to the poor. The gospel of prosperity. Then he will liken you to a man that built his house on a rock. The rain come, the wind blow, anything else come, but the house will stand. You will stand. Then again, on the contrary, Jesus said, if a man hear these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken him to build his house upon a sand. When the rain come, the wind blow, it'll destroy it. So these are some things that we have to work on, because the rain is coming, the wind is blowing, but the question is, can you run into the strong tower, the name of the Lord? It's a strong tower that the righteous run into and they are saved. The name of the Lord, his word, his instructions, his directions, his apostolic agenda. Are you getting what I'm saying? So your body, you have to love your body. See, when you love your body, that means you're going to do whatever it takes to put your body in tip-top condition. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Glory to God. Look at verse 19. This is Apostle Paul writing. What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Wow, that's a question. That's a question. What? You thought it was just about sin. You thought it was just about moral sin. You know what the real definition of sin is? Sin, the real definition of sin is anything that separates you from God. That's sin. So, you mean I can be doing good, and if God didn't instruct me to do it, and I'm trying to do good on behalf of him, and he didn't instruct me to do it, that's sin? If you're trying to walk in an office for which he hadn't called you to, it is sin. You're going to be separated from him because he's not going to talk to you. If you're somewhere where God hadn't called you to be, his voice is not going to be there. His voice is where he called you to be. So it's more than moral sin. So now we got to take this into consideration in every aspect of our lives. Where are we sinning at? Where are we separated from God? Are you separated from God in your finances? God, you can talk to me about everything else, but you can't talk to me about my money. That means you're separating your money from God. That means your money is in sin. Isaiah 48:17, now I will teach you how to profit. That's God talking to you. He said, I will teach you. I'm the Lord thy God. I will teach you how to profit. Are you putting stuff in your body that causes you to be sick? That's sin. When you decide to put something in your body and you know it's causing your body harm, you're separating yourself from God. He said, what? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, which God gave you, your body? If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have a body. And ye are not your own. Verse 20, for we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God. Make God successful in your body. I love how the Apostle Paul put this. He said, make God successful in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So if you're going to make God successful in your body, you have got to make God successful in your soul. How can you make God successful if you don't know? Come on now, hear me. You must make God successful in your body. In other words, what that mean, make God successful? When you accomplish what God has called you to accomplish, you're making him successful. You're glorifying God. How can you glorify God with a sick body that can't do nothing for him? So this is why you have to present your body. Let God analyze your body. Let the Holy Spirit talk to you about your health. Let God show you secrets about your health. Let God heal your body. Let God lead you into health so that you can be fully optimized in your body to do everything God has called you to do. Glory to God. Let him do it. Let the Holy Spirit reveal to you what changes you need to make. Let the Holy Spirit talk to you about what you need to do. You know, the question I ask, see, this is why we can't solely depend on doctors. Because their agenda is not to fulfill the will of God. That's not their agenda. Believe it, that's not their agenda. Their agenda is to get you back to health. And some methods that they use is not getting you back to health, is maintaining your foolishness. Every time a doctor gives you medicine, that medicine is only supposed to maintain until you come to your senses and stop doing what you're doing to destroy your body. Satan is not that powerful. Any power that Satan has to destroy our bodies, we gave it to him. We gave it to him. Satan is not that powerful. So we have to put ourselves in a position to treat our bodies with respect. When is the last time you told your body you love it? Because whatever you love, you won't disrespect. Whoever you love, you won't disrespect. If you love your body, you won't treat your body in a way to destroy it. There's a reason why they put sugar in everything. Because sugar make your body feel good and destroy it at the same time. You have to be able mentally, let the Holy Spirit help you, begin to change what you need to change. Deny that, what it means, deny yourself. If you know something you put in your body is causing your body to be destroyed, you have to deny yourself of that item. The only way you deny yourself of that item is you allow the Holy Spirit to bring you under conviction, not condemnation, but conviction. Conviction means I'm pointing it out to you. I'm bringing light to this situation. Now do something about it. Do something about it. Here it is, the Apostle Paul. He says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost does not want to be in a broke down temple. He can't do what he needs to do in a broke down temple. And I love what the Apostle Paul said. Therefore, verse 20, therefore glorify God in your bodies, in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. So when you talk about glorify God, he ain't talking about praising with a dance. That's a part of it. He ain't talking about being spiritual. He's talking about putting your body in a position to where you can, in full strength, express him to the world. Your body is not your own. I highly recommend, go to LeroyThompson.tv. In the search section, type in the word health and start off somewhere. There's revelation knowledge for your health situation. Whatever you're dealing with in your body, Jesus already healed you. But the question is, am I cooperating? What is it, God, that I need to change? What is it I need to stop eating? What is it I need to start eating? That's why you have to renew your mind with the word of God so that you can prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, or you can recognize. You know, go read, go study about your body. Go study about your whatever disease. What are some ways I can do? What can I do? And then once you begin to go that direction, God will begin to reveal to you what you need to do. Because God loves your body just as much as you love your body. And don't let God love your body more than you love your body, because God can't bypass you in your love for your body. He loves your body more, but he can't do nothing about to your body unless you give him permission. God can't heal you unless you give him permission. Every time you put something in your body that's causing your body to be destroyed, that means you're denying God. Oh, glory to God. Every time you put something in your body that causing your body to break down and cause it not to be at a tip-top shape, you are denying God permission to heal you. You are telling Jesus, I don't care about your stripes. Every time you do something to your body that's causing your body to be broken down, you're denying God the right to heal you. I'll end on that note. I bless you. Remember, next week, our exams. I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Remember, it's on chapter 4 of Spirit Life Training. It might look backwards to you, but this is the book, Spirit Life Training. Make sure you have it. That's the book we're going to be coming out of with the exam of chapter 4. It's a fill in the blank. Of course, it's not time limit. Y'all know how we roll. I bless you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I look forward to seeing you after the holidays.